Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
This is How to LA, the podcast that helps you understand this city and county, including what's on your ballot. I'm your host, Brian De Los Santos. If you haven't already, you need to fill your ballot out soon. The deadline to vote in the March primary is tomorrow, March 5th. It can be daunting to cast a ballot, but LAist has your back. You can get all the information you need with our voter game plan. Our colleagues have compiled the info you need on key races, and today, we're checking in for the last time with Brianna Lee. She's our LAist colleague who led the effort on some easy-to-navigate issue-based voting guides. They cover homelessness, the climate emergency, affordable housing, and today, we're talking about criminal justice.
There's been a lot of focus in terms of police reform and law enforcement reform on police departments over the last many years. But in the last few years, there's been more and more focus on the district attorney.
Superior Court judges oversee all trials in LA County, but they're nonpartisan seats. So finding information about candidates can be a notoriously hard task for the average voter.
These judges are making potentially the most important decisions in the lives of people that are in front of them.
We'll be right back after the break.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
And we're back with LAist Brianna Lee. She's one of the journalists who contributed to the voter game plan. Today, we're talking about criminal justice. Hey, Brianna.
Hey, Brian.
So this is one issue where you point out it's important to start out with the statistics on crime. What's the baseline knowledge people should start from here?
So based on LAPD statistics, violent crime has been down across the city of LA from the year before, and property crimes are up. So there's a caveat that things might be slightly different in your specific neighborhood, depending on where you live. But based on the data that we have, you know, this is the general trend, and it's a trend that's not really unique to LA. It's happening across many different parts of California.
So how does that kind of pertain to when you're looking at candidates and how they think about crime and public safety?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to see if a candidate is paying attention to what the data actually says about what's happening with crime, and they're not sort of going off of general vibes of, you know, fear or general vibes of, you know, something that's not necessarily based in numbers. So what do candidates see as the reasons that these crime rates are going the way that they're going? There's a lot of debate about why violent crimes seem to be down overall and property crimes are up overall, but there's a lot of really complex factors involved. You know, there's the economy, there's unemployment, there's policing, there's a lot more. And a lot of that is, you know, aside from just, you know, who's currently in office and how they're affecting the problem. So what a candidate thinks is the primary driver of crime will influence what kind of policies they push for addressing it. And another question people can ask is, you know, like, what do the candidates say about how large law enforcement departments should be? Should the size of the police force, that could be, you know, the LAPD, or that could be the sheriff's department at the county level, or any other city's police force. Should that force be bigger or smaller than it currently is? And should any of their responsibilities, especially those dealing with people with mental illness, be shifted to unarmed forces like social workers? That's a really active conversation we're having in local government in LA right now. And to what degree should we be going after so-called quality of life crimes, like, you know, being drunk in public or loitering or even jaywalking? And then what kind of accountability should there be for police officers? There are officials that are going to be on your ballot that have power over a lot of different aspects of these specific questions. So if you can figure out where you stand, you can figure out somebody that, you know, you want to be in office that shares your values.
One elected office that pretty clearly has a lot of influence on criminal justice and public safety is the district attorney. We've talked about this before in the podcast with the latest correspondent, Frank Stoltz, and we know that the incumbent, George Gascon, is in a tough race. He's facing 11 challengers. What should people keep in mind in the DA race?
Getting a handle on what the LA County District Attorney does is a really good place to start. So the LA County District Attorney chooses whether and how to prosecute crimes throughout the county. So current DA Gascon has intentionally prosecuted fewer low-level misdemeanors, and he's rolled back penalties for people convicted of certain crimes. And this is all because, you know, he says the criminal justice system has over-prosecuted some of these crimes, disproportionately affecting Black and Brown men and taking away resources from serious violent crimes. So the challengers who are running against him, most of them are promising a return to the prosecution of property crimes and other sort of lower level crimes. And you can find more information about the DA's race on our website, las.com/voter-game-plan. My colleague Frank Stoltz did a really great job kind of outlining what all 12 candidates stand for.
So judges are really important to this topic here, but it's a category that voters might not really know about. Can you talk a bit more about why it's important to understand who these candidates are?
County Superior Court judges handle everything from murder trials to your traffic tickets or child custody proceedings. So they handle quite a lot of things that affect your life very directly if you happen to end up in front of one of these people. So their decisions affect individuals' lives in a very concrete way. They hand down sentencing and they have a certain amount of leeway of how they want to interpret the law. And we cover all of the candidates for LA County Superior Court judge on our website, las.com/voter-game-plan.
I feel like you already know I'm going to ask this question, Bree, but how do city council people and the Board of Supervisors affect issues of crime and safety?
So a big area where they have power to affect things is with police budgets. They can approve budgets for law enforcement agencies. So this past year, the LA City Council and the County Board of Supervisors approved budget increases for both the LAPD and Sheriff's Departments, respectively. And in recent years, they've also been exploring different plans for shifting some of police officers' responsibilities to unarmed workers, like social workers or mental health specialists. There's a couple of pilot programs happening in different parts of LA City that they've been testing out to see, you know, what does it look like if there was a different unit of, you know, mental health specialists responding to 911 calls that were nonviolent, right? That were just like responding to mental health emergencies. What if we shifted that responsibility away from police officers? And they're testing that out and they can try to expand it if it seems like it's working.
So you reported on 4 guides to prepare for the March 5th primary. What did you learn as you reported out with your newsroom colleagues? And maybe you had some aha moments. What were some of those like moments of yours?
I mean, I think overall, just the main theme that, well, your city council member and your county supervisor are really important positions. And I think I've met a lot of people that I've just talked to in general who, you know, they're thinking all about the presidential election, or they're thinking about the senator election, because that's, you know, it's a big seat to fill. And they're just not thinking at all about the local ones. So I think this just underscores how connected this election is with the local officials who have a lot of power over the problems that you see in your neighborhood and just the kind of impact that they have on your day-to-day life. I think that's the main theme and the main takeaway from all of this.
Well, thank you so much for your work on this, Bree. This is really helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
That was Brianna Lee, engagement producer for Civics and Democracy for LAist. You can read her guides on LAist.com. Just look out for the voter game plan. Tomorrow, we keep with elections and unpack why sometimes it takes so long in California to find out who or what won the vote. This episode was produced by Monica Bushman. Our Hot to LA team also includes Erica Washington, Evan Jacoby, Mangi Botel, and Victoria Alejandro. Our executive producer is Megan Larson, and our engineer is Hazmik Pagosian. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.